This is Telling Tales with Ms. G and Bill Merck from Rouge Canadier here in the studio with me. And Bill has some wonderful poetry to enlighten us with, and we can enjoy. I have some stuff, and he's got some stuff to tell us.
Where would you like to start? You want to talk about the event this weekend?
Let's talk about the event this weekend first, and then we'll come back with some poetry.
Okay, well, great. Well, Rouge Canadier is putting on our annual Summer Writers Retreat this weekend, Saturday afternoon until Sunday afternoon. We've rented a house out on North Douglas, and we're inviting people to sign up and come out and write and meet and enjoy and just be creative with us. So. We have some spots available still. We're looking for between 12 and 15 people to participate. Last I heard the other day, we were up to 10, so there's still a few spots left if people are interested.
Wow.
It's $45 for the event. Mm-hmm. Again, it's 24 hours. If you want to participate in the event and also take home a souvenir T-shirt, that'll be $60. So,
okay.
But come see us. Come learn about, you know, what we do.
Right.
We have a big schedule of some teaching that's going to be going on. We're going to be preparing three meals for you. We have sleeping accommodations. Lots of fun stuff happening this Saturday.
Nice. I saw pictures on your Facebook page, and that's the place. Wow.
Yeah, it's the same place.
It looks like a wonderful, looks almost like something I do for a B&B.
And that's what it is. Yeah,
yeah.
It's a B&B that we've rented.
Okay.
We have a fire pit we hope to take advantage of if the weather will hold off and
yeah.
allow us to do that.
Yeah.
People can go to the Facebook page to the event, and you can register right there.
Oh, great.
There's a form you can fill out, and you can either pay then or you can pay at the event.
Mm-hmm.
We just want to get people out. You know, we're really excited, really looking forward to it.
Well, that's wonderful. That sounds really nice. And you guys maybe should write some poetry specifically about weather and you get to use that fire pit.
Weather's been on our mind a lot this last couple, 3 months.
Yes, I bet you. So, okay, and this buying the T-shirt, Matt's not always my strong suit, but the T-shirt is normally $20. It's $15.
They're only $20. yeah, they're $15 with the $45 registration fee.
Nice.
So,
a
little perk. You know,
yeah.
We have some shirts left from this season.
Mm-hmm.
New shirts will be coming in October, so
nice.
we're running out of season 7 shirts. We'd love to get more shirts on people out in the street.
So. Very cool. All right. And swag bags. I'm always a swag bag.
You know, we'll have merch there. You know, we'll have merch. We'll have food. We'll have poets. We have some, again, we have some teaching opportunities out there. We have some free time. We have some exercises we want to bring to people, some prompts.
Nice.
We've got a couple of surprises. So mm-hmm. come on out and join the party.
Well, I'm doubly excited about it because that means I'll have even more poets to have on the show.
Yes, we're
more writers, more entertainers.
We're hoping so because next month we have an open mic at Zach Gordon.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So this is a great opportunity for people to come and just work on their craft, work something up to present next month. So,
nice.
But they'll be sharing time at the event too. So
great.
Lots of one-on-one time out there if you want it.
Sounds like an awesome way to spend your weekend. I say go for it. Sounds good.
If it's going to rain, what better place to go?
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Know? Well, we'll be right back. We're going to give you some music to soothe your Tuesday on, and then we're going to come back with some wonderful poetry and stories. Stay tuned. Telling Tales with Ms. G and Bill Merck from Rouge Canadier.
Thank you.
Hello. We're still here in the studio. This is Telling Tales with Ms. G and my guest, Bill Merck. He is going to be giving us some wonderful poetry tonight. For starting off, Bill?
Well, tonight I brought some sonnets by Pablo Neruda. Mm-hmm. I have four sonnets, which we may or may not get to all of them. But this has been spending a lot of time rereading Neruda, really enjoying him. I don't know if it's something about the weather. It's just been looking for his voice, and this is what I came up with. This first sonnet, it's sonnet 11. It's a request, so I thought I would share that tonight. Sonnet 11, Pablo Neruda. I crave your mouth, your voice, your hair. Silent and starving, I prowl through the streets. Bread does not nourish me. Dawn disrupts me. All day I hunt for the liquid measure of your steps. I hunger for your sleek laugh, your hands the color of a savage harvest. I hunger for the pale stones of your fingernails. I want to eat your skin like a whole almond. I want to eat the sunbeam flaring in your lovely body, the sovereign nose of your arrogant face. I want to eat the fleeting shade of your lashes. And I pace around, hungry, sniffing the twilight, hunting for you, for your hot heart, like a puma in the barrens of Quitratu.
That is beautiful.
Neruda has a way.
He does. He really does. I love that. That was like a love story. I like that.
It's Neruda's. He's one of the best love poets there is out there.
Oh, yes.
So sonnet number 11.
That's very nice. Okay. As everyone probably knows, I can't imagine you wouldn't know, we had an eclipse, a solar eclipse recently. Yes.
I didn't see anything.
I didn't see anything
either. I saw the skies turn from August to November and back to August is what I saw.
It was very bright and
Where?
Then gray and then bright. I know. I didn't know what was happening outside. We just all kept staring every 5 seconds. But I bring it up because our background music tonight is called The Eclipse. It's by Suzanne Ciani, and it's off her CD, Silver Ship. And I love this song. It's so soothing and wonderful. So you're going to be hearing that from time to time. And I also bring it up because one of our dear friends, Miss Amy Penny, an omnibus poet, wrote a poem that ended up in the Capital City Weekly, and she said I could read it tonight. So I'm going to
Outstanding.
Do my very best to read her beautiful poem. And I love how she wrote it. She wrote it in the shape of a labyrinth, and then next to it, the words the regular way.
Outstanding.
Yeah. So this is Walking the Labyrinth by Amy Penny. I will walk in this symbolic space, a spiritual and contemplative path, on course to discover my center in a mindfulness exercise that will release emotions and slow my busy mind. This tranquil setting and beauty reconnects me with the spirit. As earth-shaped stones pass beside me, leading the way, I walk the turns and bends as I have done in my lifetime. Releasing prayers, I find awareness and meditate, healing my body and personhood while inspiration reveals itself. And with introspection in a walkway adorning scenic gardens, it is a sacred ceremony rooted in Christianity, an ancient ritual to reach solutions in steadfast faith. With right-brained activity bringing enlightenment and a path calmly leading to center, yet back out again, where joy and peace remain, and the traveler is transformed with wisdom gained from the journey. I just love that.
She has a voice. Absolutely.
She does. She does. And we do have a labyrinth, if those of you are not familiar, out at the St. Therese Shrine.
Right.
There is
right.
a beautiful path that they've made with rocks and flowers. And I was just out there taking some visitors and to show them, and yeah, it's still out there, and it's just beautiful, especially in the summer.
It's lovely. I think last time I was on the Oregon coast, which was about 3 weeks ago, mm-hmm. There was someone who goes out every morning and puts a new labyrinth out on the beach, and it's there until the tide comes and take it away. And I thought that was pretty magical.
Oh, wow,
that was just lovely.
That's beautiful.
But yeah, I'd love the Shrine of St. Therese is just
yeah. Okay, so we're going to break with a little music, and we'll be right back here. Telling Tales with Ms. G, 104.3 FM, KTO in Juneau. This is Ms. G giving you Telling Tales with my guest in studio, Bill Merck from Whoosh Canadier. And we have more lovely poetry for you.
You want another sonnet?
We want another sonnet.
Another sonnet by Mr. Neruda?
Yes.
This is sonnet 81.
Oh, okay.
Already you are mine. Rest with your dream inside my dream. Love, grief, labor must sleep now. Night revolves on invisible wheels, and joined to me you are pure as sleeping amber. No one else will sleep with my dream, love. You will go, we will go, joined by the waters of time. No other one will travel the shadows with me, only you, eternal nature, eternal sun, eternal moon. Already your hands have opened their delicate fists and let fall, without direction, their gentle signs. Your eyes enclosing themselves like two gray wings, while I follow the waters you bring that take me onwards. Night, earth, winds weave their fate, and already, not only am I not without you, I alone am your dream. Sonnet 81.
That is beautiful. I wonder if you called them all sonnets because there's just not one thing you can pick out to name it.
No, I don't have an answer for you. I just love the theme. I think it just works really
well. Visuals are beautiful. Okay, so as I said, there was an eclipse, and this wonderful poem I found from the Fairy Changeling and Other Poems. I want to read the other poems. Is by Dora Sigerson Shorter. It's called An Eclipse. Let there be an end and all be done. Pass over, fair eclipse that hides the sun. Dear face that shades the light and shadows me, be gone and give me peace and set me free.
Short and to the point.
I know. I like that. I'm hoping that this book also has some beautiful illustrations because it just sounds like it should.
It certainly should. Absolutely.
Yes. I have been lucky enough to receive as a Christmas gift last year from my partner's mother these amazing coloring books, and one of them is a fairy garden.
Oh, lovely.
It really is, and it's so de-stressing to just color.
De-stressing as opposed to distressing.
Oh, yes, yes. It's just so, it's very soothing to me. And it's just, it's funny because I say this because, you know, you get all these crayons and pencils and pens when you're growing up, and everything is supposed to look a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And one night I woke up and I had a migraine and I said, I need to get my mind off the pain and I can't figure out how to stop focusing on the pain.
Sure.
So I got out the coloring book, put the light directly on the on the book instead of me, obviously, because of my head, and started coloring. And I came out with a fairy that has a chocolate head, turquoise hair. I used every color but the colors that you normally would use, like in the tin box.
That is outstanding.
It was so fun. And I said, I got to see what a kid thinks about this. I got to get a kid's opinion.
Sure.
So I showed one of my goddess children, and they started laughing. They said, oh, we got to do that.
See? That is fantastic.
So I take it from children. If they like it, I did some right.
That is fantastic.
Yeah. So, okay, off topic. We have more poetry to give you, plus more to tell you about the writer's workshop. And so we're going to give you a little music, and we'll be right back. And this is Telling Tales with Ms. G with Bill Merck. I haven't said it yet. The Juno Poet Laureate.
Aww.
Of which can I say. We'll be right back. Hello, we're back. This is Telling Tales with Ms. G. And in the studio with me, I have the Juno Poet Laureate, Mr. Bill Merck. And we have some more poetry for you. And he's going to do another one by Pablo Neruda.
This is Sonnet 95 by Neruda. Whoever desired each other as we do, let us look for the ancient ashes of heart that burned, and let our kisses touch there one by one, till the flower, disembodied, rises again. Let us love that desire that consumed its own fruit and went down, aspect and power, into the earth. We are its continuing light, its indestructible, fragile seed. Another short Neruda sonnet.
It is, so. But it's beautiful. It's very powerful. I like that.
Poetry can do that.
Yes. And if you want to learn more about how that can happen, Bill
what
has a
lovely
way.
Segue. How awesome.
I
you are the best. You're just the best.
I have moments.
Wushkanadei is putting on our annual writer's retreat out on North Douglas. We're going to be there from 4 in the afternoon Saturday into 4 in the afternoon on Sunday. We have a lot of exercises and opportunities for people to get together, work with the poets, work on your craft, come and play with words, all those happy things. We have bedroom accommodations for people. We're going to be preparing 3 meals. Lots of fun things to do. The cost of the registration to come play with the Wushkanadei poets is $45 for the event. If you were able to pay $60, if you wanted to pay $60 to also participate, we can send you home with a Season 7 Wushkanadei Season 7 shirt, which is normally a $20 value, but we're going to add that on. We just want to get people out there to play. Again, you can go to Wushkanadei on Facebook. There's a registration form there you can fill out and send that back to us electronically. You can pay at that time. You can pay it during the event, however it works out best for you. But we're hoping to get a few people out there. We have a few spots left.
Right. And so you go to Facebook, in the search box, put Whoosh Poetry.
Yep. Or just even Whoosh. Oh, Whoosh, W-O-O-S-H. Whoosh. Yes. And we come right to the top.
Yes.
So.
There is only one Whoosh now.
Yes.
Which is good. Yes. Well, that's great. That is wonderful. Okay. So I have, believe it or not, the shortest short story I could find about the eclipse. And it was a miracle because I've been looking for days. So this one is an anonymous story. There is no author, but I definitely did not write this lovely little story. It's called The Sun and the Moon. And here you go. One day, the sun and the moon had a quarrel as to who was the stronger of the two. The two argued with each other for ages, and finally the sun declared that the moon could not shine if the sun's light did not fall on it and illuminate it. To prove his might and utility, the moon proudly replied, "You burn the earth with your heat and give light, but when I shine at night, women come outdoors to spin in the moonlight." On hearing this, the sun became so angry that he picked up some mud and flung it at the moon's face. The moon tried to get out of the way but couldn't, and the mud got stuck to him. It is believed that since then, the moon has dark spots on its face where the sun threw mud at it.
That's how that happened.
I know, right? I always wondered, what's the little craters about? Some sort of acne thing. Everything about this, I was a little skeptical about, except that part where it says, "But when I shine at night, women come outdoors to spin in the moonlight."
It's a poem right there.
That is so true. I can attest.
There you go. Speaking from experience.
I am. But I really liked that story when I found that, so I thought I would share that. So we have something to share. I don't know which direction we're going in yet, but when we come back after a little music break, we want to tell you a little bit about Det Grigory, because unfortunately he passed away. He lived a good long life.
He did. We lost another one.
We did. But I bet he is cracking heaven up right now because Jerry Lewis also passed away.
This is true.
So I bet that is a real fun place to be hanging out. But we'll be right back to tell you a little bit more about him. And I've got a poem here at Telling Tales with Ms. G and Bill Merck for Wishkin IDA at KTO 104.3 in Juneau. And hello, we're back. This is Telling Tales with Ms. G. And Bill Merck has another wonderful poem for us. And then we're going to tell you a little bit about Dick Gregory.
Okay. Yeah, this is from my book, Bright Silence. So I thought I'd bring this along. It's called Tending the Flame. All day, beside the river, feeding small sticks into a fire, pale smoke rises to a softened sky. The proud quiet of old growth works its way deep into our souls. Such thoughts each silent hour, these images, thin clouds wending their way through fields of moss, yellow-red leaves drifted calm, fallen safe to a river's patient flow. We come this way by choice, cross-legged, breathing wood smoke, walking in the track of small deer to gather whatever warmth there might be from among so many ancient weathered trees. Reaching out, you find a thin sheath of bark, tossing it idly into the heat. Pulling your hand back, fingers glued together, smelling of pitch, you're struck by a sense of loss, a vague regret. Afternoon's cool shadow sinks to this valley, pulling in its wake a field of stars. Our fire, flaring with each breath of wind, glows strong into the coming dark, fading only as some distant star grows bright. Tending the Flame.
That is beautiful.
Thank you.
This is why I call you the Poet Laureate.
Thank you.
So, yes, we lost a good one. Dick Gregory passed away, I believe it was just a couple days ago.
Yeah.
And he was known, if you're not familiar with him, he was a civil rights activist, social critic, writer, entrepreneur, conspiracy theorist. Really like that. And occasionally he also did some acting.
Surprising. I did not know that.
Yes. Well, he was in a few movies and some stories about himself, but like mentioned in a story, and so they asked him to like do a cameo kind of thing. But one of the things I found on the internet about him that I really enjoyed was he was also called the Sledgehammer of Truth. Now, this is meant to be a compliment if you're not familiar with who George Carlin is, my listeners,
right.
My grandfather used to call him the Black George Carlin. Now, George Carlin also said it like it is, like it was, and
like it still is,
like it's gonna be, was just awesome for that. And so I found a poem online that I wanted to read about Dick Gregory. It wasn't one he wrote, but it was about someone who wrote for him. This is a quote from him first. "We thought I was going to be a great athlete, and we were wrong. And I thought I was going to be a great entertainer, and that wasn't it either. I'm going to be an American citizen, first class." I like that. So this poem that was written for him, it's called A Dick Gregory Poem by Anime Freak 218. Not kidding. That's the name.
Yeah.
Here we go. "My ancestors came here from a land far away. It was here I was born in the grand USA. Land of the free and home of the brave, this is what they always say. But for my kind, it's different. For us with darker skin, we must fight for our freedom and pray that we win. Land of the free and home of the brave, that is what they always say. Though we grew up third class, I still looked towards the sky. I started running for the school faster and faster until my soul could fly. Land of the free and home of the brave, this is what they always say. I ran all through college. We thought I was going to be a great athlete. But after I graduated, it was the field of comedy that I started to compete. Land of the free and home of the brave, this is what they always say. Through my comedy routine, I spread the message about poverty and segregation. I became active in the civil rights movement to stop racial discrimination. Land of the free and home of the brave, this is what they always say. These acts of civil rights sparked a fire in my soul. I quit second-class comedy. I quit second-class comedy and went to the polls. Land of the free and home of the brave, this is what they always say. In the 1970s, I widened my political interests. Now I help groups of people large in mass. I became an American citizen, first class. Land of the free and home of the brave. This is now what I always say. That was called a poem for a Dick Gregory poem by Anime Freak 218. We'll miss you, Dick Gregory.
Rest in peace, my friend.
Rest in peace. So this has been Telling Tales with Ms. G and Bill Merck from Wish Canadian.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We've had fun tonight, and we hope you have too, and we'll see you next time. And don't forget about the Writers' Workshop out on North Douglas. Go to Facebook, Woosh Poetry, or just Woosh. Sign up, have fun, and make great, beautiful art.
See y'all there.
Okay. Good night.